Anyway, it's a Thursday, North Idaho Thursday. I'm your host, Bob Witte, and I want to thank Perky Smith Hagedon and, of course, Ricky for joining us on Ricky's Top 10 yesterday. It was a lot of fun covering our top 10 favorite things about fall in North Idaho. You know, rainy, cold, windy days really wasn't in our top 10, but we'll take it. We need the rain, and I actually woke up in the middle of the night listening to it rain and thought, that's wonderful. It's about time. So hopefully we could put those fires in Oregon and Washington out completely and get on with our fall. Today, we'll get on with another good one for you. First up, we'll be chatting with Ryan Wells from the Sandpoint Elks Club after talking about it on this show once a month for well over a year now. The 100th anniversary celebration of the Elks is finally about to happen. We'll get all the details on that in just a few minutes from Ryan. Also today, we'll welcome in Vicky from the 101 Women. They will tell us what's going on with that fine organization, what they're all about, and the amazingly great things they do for the community here. And in our final segment, Amy Encinas Yout, the branch manager of Columbia Bank in Priest River, will join us via the telephone. Amy is also the president of the Priest River Chamber of Commerce, and they are putting together their annual Oktoberfest celebration a week from Saturday. It'll be October 3rd. There'll be beer provided by Matchwood Brewing, food, music, a lot of fun at one of the very few Oktoberfests that are actually happening this year. So looking forward to that. I know I was supposed to actually be in Munich right now for their real live Oktoberfest, but of course COVID had other plans for us all, so Priest River it is. Anyway, what else is going on? Remember, the Micah Victorino benefit is coming up Saturday, October 17th from 3 to 9 at the Bonner County Fairgrounds. If you want more information on that, how it works, how you can participate in the live and silent auction, maybe donate prizes and things, contact Kaylee Miller at the City of Ponderay. I'll give you her work phone number, 265-5468. Of course, Mike Victorino was a Ponderay police officer who unfortunately got in an accident. So contact Kaylee and see how you can help. She's with the City of Ponderay, 265-5468. What's going on, let's see, entertainment-wise this weekend? Live music at Eichhardt's tomorrow, Big Fatty and the Inhalers. One of my favorite names for a band, Big Fatty and the Inhalers at Eichhardt's tomorrow at 8. POAC is having a reception called A Chill Is in the Air. Boy, is it. That's tomorrow evening, 5 o'clock at the Old Powerhouse. Scenes of Fall and Winter is the theme. Also Friday, live music with Kevin Doran at the Back Door next to Baxter's. At McDuff's Beer Hall tomorrow, Nova Now will be playing from 6:30 until 9:30. Then Saturday, of course, Farmer's Market is happening in Farman Park. It is, again, this Saturday. Going to be a little chilly and breezy out there, but enjoy that while it's still going on. Also Saturday, live music with Kevin Gardner at Ponderay Winery. Chris Lynch will be playing at the Back Door. And again, Kevin Doran will be at McDuff's Beer Hall. And there's also Foxtrot Lessons and Open Dancing, 7 to 10 o'clock on Saturday at the Sandpoint Community Hall. So if you want to check that out. And let's see, Sunday piano music at the Ponderay Winery this week with Dwayne Parsons. So that's what's going on there. What's going on here is we have Ryan Wells with us from the Sandpoint Elks Club. Their 100th anniversary celebration is actually going to take place next week. We'll find out what that entails right after this.
Pace Kirby Insurance and Real Estate has been serving Boundary County for over 100 years, and they've built their reputation through good service, honesty, and stability. Come to Pace Kirby in downtown Bonners Ferry for insurance of all kinds, life insurance, supplemental health, and also Safeco Auto Insurance. Pace Kirby also sells real estate, including acreage, both large and small, farms, timberland, and creek and river property. Call 267-3123. That's 267-3123 for Pace Kirby, when experience counts.
Every 2 seconds, patients at local hospitals need blood, and only Vitalant provides the supply they need. Join us for the Sandpoint Community Blood Drive on Wednesday, September 23rd at the Sandpoint Assembly of God Church, or on Saturday, September 26th at Super One Foods. Impact patients in your community and beyond by making your life-transforming appointment today at Vitalant.org. That's Vitalant.org. Because of donors like you, life doesn't stop.
Hi, this is Brett Taylor with Taylor & Son Chevrolet serving the greater Sandpoint area. If one thing has been certain about 2020, it's that change is going to happen whether you're prepared or not. As we transition toward fall at Taylor & Sons, this change has been apparent in our operation. Taylor & Sons has done our best to embrace this change, and I would like to share improvements we've made over the last few months. In October of 2019, Taylor & Sons completed a 6,000 square foot expansion of our service department in order to better serve our customers. In July of 2020, Taylor & Sons welcomed Scott Reynolds as our new general sales manager. Scott's been an essential part of the fabric of the local Sandpoint community for over 20 years and brings a lifetime of automotive experience to Taylor & Sons management team. Finally, this month, Taylor & Sons is introducing our Taylor & Sons Powertrain Advantage. Every new Chevrolet and late model pre-owned vehicle now comes with a 10-year or 150,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Exclusions apply, but talk with any of our sales staff for all the details. You can view details on the changes at Taylor & Sons online at tschevy.com. For guest-focused service, a world-class facility, and value for your money, it's Taylor & Sons Chevrolet.
Bi-Mart's Big Buys are here to help your family save money while taking care of your needs. Upgrade your kitchen with a Sharp 1000-watt microwave. And cook breakfast in style with a Presto griddle. Keep your canine comfy with a Carpenter Co. pillow pet bed. And clean your outdoor spaces with 30 Seconds Outdoor Cleaner. Bi-Mart is ready when you are, so take advantage of these great deals and more. They're all at your Rathdrum Bi-Mart until October 6th. Big brands, big value, Bi-Mart Big Buys.
North Idaho's Radio and Parker Subaru are teaming up for the 4th annual Sandpoint High School New Car Raffle. Help Sandpoint High School students reach their goal with your purchase of new car raffle tickets. And on January 8th, you could be driving a new 2020 Subaru Crosstrek Premium. Last year, students raised over $58,000. Get your $5 new car raffle ticket from any Sandpoint High School student. Sponsored by Parker Subaru and North Idaho's Radio.
KSPT, KBFI, North Idaho's Radio.
All right, we are back. Bob Whitty along with you, and every month for the last about a year, year and a half, we've had a representative of the Sandpoint Elks Lodge number 1376 join us in anticipation of the 100th anniversary celebration. Ryan Wells, one of the trustees, is with us again this month. And Ryan, after talking about it for all this time, it's finally going to happen. When was it originally scheduled for?
Well, we were going to do it pretty close to our date. We turned 100 in July.
Okay.
And then with everything kind of hitting and moving stuff around on a calendar, we've pushed it back three times now. And so we're sticking with this one. But yeah, we've it's our 100th year, so we'll just take it sometime this year, I guess.
Yeah, so it'll be on Saturday, October 3rd, 3 o'clock, I believe. I was sad to hear it was October 3rd because we have the Bulldog Bench Fall Golf Tournament that day, but we'll be done easily before 3 o'clock, so it works.
Perfect.
It's good to hear that it's not until then. Before we get to that and what all of that entails, let's talk about the Elks. I've been playing golf out there for 40 years, and I don't think I've ever seen as many golfers as you guys have had this year. You think, are there numbers to back that up, or is it just me?
Oh, yeah. We are taking advantage, I guess, of the current situation with COVID, and it's a great opportunity to get outside and still get some exercise and do some things. And then, you know, the course has been in fantastic shape as well. So a lot of people wanting to come out. We've benefited from a lot of people coming over from Washington mm-hmm. because the courses over there were closed for a while. So exactly right. That parking lot's been as full as it's ever been for the last three straight months. So it's been fantastic.
And I really like the rule. I know a lot of the longtime local guys grew up playing there and they didn't ever have to make a tee time. And then, you know, this COVID thing happened and everybody was very careful and said, yeah, you make it tea time so we could space groups out, because historically, you know, you'd get all bunched up, you'd have two or three groups on a tee, and we just don't, you want to be safe distance. So from my perspective, I think the tee time thing has really worked, and just the flow of the entire course has been fine.
It's been great. We have been excited to see all the people out there, and it just keeps going. I mean, this weekend again was packed, and looks like we've got a great week of weather coming up next week.
Yeah.
So I think it's just going to keep on rolling.
Yeah, back to the mid-70s next week. Really looking forward to that. And actually looking forward to a cold, rainy weekend. This is fine. We need the precipitation. But yeah, more people out there, because golf is one of those things you can safe distance. So a lot of beginning golfers on the course, but you guys, you've always sort of had this 7-shot rule, but this year you really instituted it, whereas, you know, just pick up your ball and go to the green, which helps move things along. So kudos to the Elks for doing that. And I know it had to be a really tough decision when all this COVID stuff was going on, and then spring came and it's like, gosh, do we open? How do we do that? And I just remember the first time going in the pro shop, everybody's like really apprehensive, like, one person at a time, you know, and I think it's worked out well. You guys have really handled the situation very well.
Thank you.
And yeah, you mentioned the course being in great shape. You know, Russ Brisbois had been the superintendent and went on to do other things. Still, you see him around the club all the time. But you brought in another greenskeeper, and he has just made it his passion to get those greens in great shape. They're as good as anywhere. And that's not always been the case at the Elks, so that's been a sensational improvement.
Tanner's been doing a great job. We are looking forward to giving him some more tools and having him clean up some areas around the course next year. I mean, this year was kind of just to keep up with the craziness year, mm-hmm. and it looks great. The rain last night will help kind of green things up a little bit more, but even that has been... you know, as green and as good as the greens have been, it's been a great year for us with that. So we're looking forward to next year.
Yeah, and great job with putting the balls on the flag sticks down in the hole. That's, of all the golf courses I played this year, that's like that one makes more sense than a lot of other places that I've been. So you just reach in and grab the ball without touching the cup. Just a lot of little things like that. So outstanding year for the Elks Club. And back to the 100th anniversary celebration next Saturday at 3 o'clock. Is that just for Elks, or what's it all about?
We are open up, bring guests, whatever you'd like to do. We definitely would like an RSVP, though. Our friends out at Pack River Store are catering the event, and so we would like to have as much forward knowledge as we can. And so the 263-3811 number, you can call in and let us know you're coming. But it's a members event. We've got a few people coming from out of town, and I think they're gonna present us with a 100-year plaque for you know, our participation in the community for that long. So cut it down a little bit. We're not doing all the things we had planned, but we've been partnered with the Bonner County Historical Museum. They're going to bring a whole bunch of stuff in. They had a tremendous amount of stuff that we didn't even know they had from when we shut down the lodge at the old Jalapenos building and moved it out to the golf course. They somehow inherited a lot of stuff.
The Historical Museum are doing an outstanding job.
Correct.
It is very, very impressive. So I'm glad you're including him on this. And I'm really curious to see those things, because I loved the old lodge, as we all did. But that's great. What are the other festivities?
So we just finished the Patriotic Scramble, which this weekend I should give a shout out to all that participated in that. It's one of our big fundraisers for the local vets.
Looked like another sellout. I drove by.
It was packed again, which was fantastic. On Tuesday night, we welcomed 12 new members to the lodge. So that was a great evening there. We've got a pretty packed calendar for October. The fish fry, which we're doing once a month, is on Friday night the 9th. And then our wine tasting is on Friday night the 16th. But then we've got a new little twist on the calendar this month. On the 22nd, we are going to have a social gathering to talk about a new building at the Elks. So we are looking at a pretty big project, you know, with our 100th year and looking forward to our next 100 years, we're seriously considering putting in a pickleball facility, an indoor sports facility that we can use year-round. You know, the Elks is pretty busy in the summer, but during the winter, quiets down out there a bit. And if we can do something in our growing community to, you know, give people an extra place to get outside or inside outside from their houses, you know.
Get some exercise.
Yeah. So we're in the planning stages of that, and this is a big kind of more community event to bring different people in. The cornhole guys are looking for a place to play, you know, just a whole bunch of different things. So who would like to, you know, participate is kind of who we're going to talk to with this. And there'll be more information online and on our Facebook page, but that's the other kind of new thing on the calendar. And then we got our...
Before we leave that building,
yep.
What is your vision? Where exactly do you envision this building to be?
So where we have the golf cart sheds, mm-hmm. That complex, if you will, is pretty old and kind of deteriorating.
Yes,
and
it is.
So we want to do a co-building. So that has, you know, golf cart sheds, new facility for them and all of our golfers who keep their golf carts out there. And then as part of building a new roof, then give us some space to have an indoor facility there. So basically that footprint that you know of in the middle of the golf course would become one building instead of all the little scattered buildings out there, and have just a place to coexist, I guess.
Yeah, that'll be neat. Really look forward to that. So that's October 22nd. And can just about anybody go to that meeting?
Yeah, this is a public open event. We're going to serve some refreshments. We're going to start at 6. We'll have a little presentation. We've got some people coming in to talk about some different aspects of it. And we just really want to answer all the questions that people may have, and then get any input on that kind of a project.
Very exciting. Any other events coming up?
That's our month. Once a week, we're pretty busy, so that's good. We've just kind of wrapped up a busy summer, and it's continuing in October. I'm wearing our 100th year pin, so if anybody wants to take a look at our cool celebration pin, it has the mountain,
just
the lake,
it, hold
and
it
the
up
golf
to the
course.
Microphone.
Yeah. Can everybody see that? Yeah. So those are available in the pro shop, but it's, you know, time to follow the weather and get as much golf in as we can, and then put the course to bed and plan on our winter activities. So,
and a question that always comes up around this time of year, punching the greens, which is a necessity to keep them in such great shape. Have you heard what the plan is when that'll happen?
So I don't know if you noticed, we actually knifed the greens. I don't know what the difference is. I'm not the greenskeeper, but we had a different treatment a few weeks ago where they were actually sliced a little bit.
I did notice.
And so it isn't quite as much of a trouble as having, you know, sand and all that stuff. I think they're still on schedule for that, but I don't know what the two different treatments mean as far as mm-hmm. one versus the other, but I know we've just done something, and that is what's helping with those beautiful greens that we've been playing on. So, but I don't know if we have a punching schedule anytime soon.
Yeah, it's just you traditionally everywhere around this time. So just curious about that. So great things happening with the Elks again, October 22nd. And what time is that new building?
6 p.m. we'll start.
And so if anybody's interested in a new indoor activity facility, which is potentially coming to the Sandpoint Elks in Ponderay, that building, like you mentioned, pickleball, which is hugely popular, and I don't know that there's anywhere to play indoors as right now, so I think that would be a real bonus for the entire town and potential moneymaker for the Elks, which would be great in the wintertime. And, of course, cornhole is huge. And always looking for an indoor facility. I know they play in the brewery at McDuff's, you know, on Tuesday nights, but that only fits so many people. So
right. And they're packed.
That would be a great thing as well. And, of course, next Saturday, 3 o'clock, for members and their guests, the 100th anniversary celebration. And you need or encourage to make reservations so they know how many people to expect. And is that happening in the lodge itself or outside?
It's planned as an indoor-outdoor using our back deck, obviously weather-dependent. If we can't do it indoor-outdoor, we'll have it in the bar-restaurant area and in the main mm-hmm. lodge. But we'll have stuff spread out, displays and all that type of thing. It's going to be a fun event.
263-3811 to make those reservations, 263 3811. Ryan, of course, you're the manager of our local Staples here. You guys do so much for the community. How are things going at Staples through all of this and this weirdest summer we ever had?
You know, I never thought I'd have shelves stocked with face masks and hand sanitizer, but, you know, we do, and they're hot sellers for some reason. So we're doing really well. One thing we just wrapped up, the Angels over Sandpoint give back-to-school supplies to over 1,000 kids in the county every year, and we just delivered them to the individual schools this year because they couldn't get all the kids together to pass them out in person. But huge shout-out to the Angels. That's a big partnership with us and them. This was our 18th year doing this, I believe, and so Staples was super happy to work with them. And the schools were really interested to see how much is actually donated. They don't get to really see that. And as we dropped off, you know, box after box after box to the local schools, they just had these bewildered looks on their face like, you do this every year? This is crazy. I mean, they understood that they help out, and the Angels do a lot. But to see the individual schools get the supplies this year was an interesting twist.
Yeah, and it's been an interesting year for all of us. And, of course, with schools, and I think Lake Pendere School District doing such a tremendous job of reopening the local schools. And we talked about it a little bit yesterday with Perky Smith-Hagedon, the former principal out at Northside. And she said, yeah, I've been going out to school, and the kids are adjusting and adapting, and we're all getting through this together. So thank you for Staples and the Angels for all you do. And thank the Elks Club for being on the show every month for the last year and a half in anticipation of this, and it's finally going to happen next Saturday. Again, you members, you want to make your reservations, let them know how many guests you are bringing. 263-3811. Ryan Wells, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Bob.
All right. We are going to take a break. We have Vicki joining us from 101 Women. She'll tell us all about what that organization is about and what they're doing in the community as well. So stick around.
Are you looking for a contractor for home projects like remodels or renovations? Or someone to do some handyman work to clear some tasks from your honey-do list? Call Real Estate Rescue today to get a bid for your upcoming project. We're available 7 days a week, and we can get started right away. Visit our website at realestaterescue208.com or call us now at 208-265-9051. That's Real Estate Rescue in Sandpoint, 208-265-9051.
Are you a catheter user with a busy life? If your doctor has you using a catheter, don't let that slow you down. Not all catheters are the same. The best ones are pain-free, easy to use, and cause less infections. There's the new Ultra and Pocket catheters, made so you can use them anywhere. And with your Medicare insurance, we can ship your supplies discreetly to your home at little or no cost to you. Call today. It's a free call. Plus, with Medicare, you qualify for free shipping. Most of our catheters are tested every day by real users, and we guarantee your comfort. Don't let your catheter hold you back. Call now. With your Medicare card, learn about our free shipping program. Call MedInvios, your catheter company, right now. 800-296-1206. 800-296-1206. 800-296-1206. That's 800-296-1206.
North Idaho's Radio and Parker Subaru are teaming up for the 4th annual Sandpoint High School New Car Raffle. Help Sandpoint High School students reach their goal with your purchase of new car raffle tickets. And on January 8th, you could be driving a new 2020 Subaru Crosstrek Premium. Last year, students raised over $58,000. Get your $5 new car raffle ticket from any Sandpoint High School student. Sponsored by Parker Subaru and North Idaho's Radio.
Sandpoint Superdrug is conveniently open 7 days a week with all the essentials you need. Stop by their pharmacy, immune support area, nutrition center, or shop for household and hardware items. You can always call ahead to order your prescriptions online. They have in-store pickup, free in-town delivery, and curbside pickup. In their expanded hardware department, you'll find the things that you need for all of your home projects. Ask about their contractor discounts. Sandpoint Superdrug is here to help. Located on 5th Avenue in Sandpoint.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
97.1 FM is North Idaho's radio.
All right, we are back. Our second segment here for North Idaho Thursday. I'm your host, Bob Witte, and we are joined by Vicki Reich with us. Vicki, I think you've been on before talking about Idaho Poor Authority a long time ago, or at least I know your husband, John, has been on the show before talking about your former business.
It's quite possible.
Yeah. Quite memorable, too, I guess. Good to hear. But you guys have sold that, and Idaho Poor Authority, one of my favorite places to hang out, and... how's it been for you guys to be retired?
Well, it is a very strange time to be retired. A lot of it felt like we were staying at home like everyone else.
Yeah. But you have a boat, right? At least you can...
Yes, John has a boat.
Yeah, so that's a great thing to have had this last summer, just to get away and do all of that. So congratulations on you guys starting that business and making it so successful. And it's a Sandpoint landmark now, and it's actually really fun to go back there after all this time.
Thank you.
And you have recently become a board member with 101 Women. For anybody who may be new to town or just doesn't know about you guys... who are you and what do you do? And is it really limited to 101 women?
It is really limited to 101 women. And we are a grant-making grant-making organization. Every one of those 101 women pays $225 into the organization.
Okay.
And $25 is used for administration, and then the $200 is split into two grant cycles every year. So with 101 women, you get two $10,000 grants. Mm-hmm. So you're really leveraging your donation. From $225, you end up giving an organization $10,000, which is something that they, sizable that they can really do something with.
So then, what is it, twice a year you have a meeting where, like, nonprofits can come and present their case for getting a scholarship?
Yeah, so there are two grant cycles. The nonprofits apply, and there's a grant committee that sorts through all the applications and picks the top three applicants. And then pre-COVID, we would all meet in person and hear a presentation from the three top organizations, mm-hmm. and then we would vote. And so all the women would gather together and then hear the presentations, vote on the winner, and that organization would get the $10,000 grant.
So since COVID is here, how are you doing this?
So for our last grant cycle, we did it all online. So they videotaped their presentations and we were able to go online. We had a whole week to go online and watch the presentations, and then we used a piece of software that allowed us to vote electronically safely. Mm-hmm. And
wow,
yeah,
that's pretty neat. Technology,
it's amazing.
And so what are some of the types of organizations that you guys have had applying? And I mean, $10,000 is pretty substantial for any nonprofit, so this is an amazing award,
right? And our grant process is a lot easier than many grants, like a federal grant or something like that.
People in organizations are scared to death of, writing grants. Like, yeah. It's, it's like learning Mandarin or something.
Yeah. So the grant process is pretty straightforward. We ask, I don't know off the top of my head, but maybe 10 or 12 questions. And they have to give us information about what they plan to do with the grant. And so some of the organizations, I actually wrote them all down because I wouldn't be able to remember. This last grant cycle, the Sandpoint Community Resource Center, mm-hmm. was the recipient. The Grand Cycle before that, the North Idaho High School Aerospace Program.
Oh, wow.
One, and that one was really special because they used it to buy equipment and parts to fix up a plane that they then turned around and sold to make more money for the program so that they could buy another fixer-upper plane and fix that one up and sell that. So that $10,000 is going to keep paying dividends over the long run.
That's awesome.
The Sandpoint Area Senior Center got a grant, and they redid their kitchen.
Yeah.
And so they were able to continue doing the Meals on Wheels program.
Which they've continued to do through all of this COVID stuff. And they took advantage of being closed for a long time to paint the place, which it needed too. So, they really got together doing great things at the senior center.
Yes. Yes. Food for Our Children got a grant. The Book Trust, like 1,100 kids got books with that $10,000, the K-3 kids. Community Cancer Services got a grant, and they were able to give out 667 gas vouchers. I don't know where they came up with that. I guess $10,000, which is...
It's a lot of gas.
Yeah.
That's great. That's wonderful stuff that you guys do. What is the process for a nonprofit to apply for this?
So there's the grant information or the application is on our website, 101womensandpoint.org, I hope that's correct. The fall grant cycle, the application deadline is October 1st. So if there's nonprofits out there who've never heard of us and are excited to get some of our money, they still have time to put in a grant application.
You are absolutely correct, Vicki. 101womensandpoint.com.
Oh, .com.
.com. But very close. Very close. Yeah, so you can go to that. It is a wonderful website. I visited it this morning. It has the grant information. It has past events, membership enrollment, and member events. Just one thing I'm curious about the enrollment is if you're limited to 101 women, do you have to wait for somebody to move away or drop off, or do you get a time period that you have to leave the organization, or how does that work?
There's no time limit on membership. If you want to continue being a member, you can be a member forever. We are currently not at 101 women, so if people want to join, I encourage them to go online and fill out the application or the membership application, and you can just pay right online or send in a check. People drop off, and it seems like the as far as I know, and I don't have all the history of the organization behind me, but there was only one year where we had people on a waiting list. Mm. And so usually it just kind of flows, and some people drop off, other people come on.
So if you went to online and you signed up today and you got into the group, what is expected of you? If you ever are a member besides the money?
Besides the money, there's really not a lot expected of you except to participate in the voting and to really take it seriously, look at what the candidates have to say, and vote your conscience or
So you're not making them come to X number of events like so many organizations do? And
No, you don't have to be there, although the events are really fun. And aside from being able to, you know, really make your money go a lot further, it's a great networking opportunity. And if you come to an event, you get signed up to either bring a drink or potluck. Mm-hmm. And so usually you have to bring something once a year, so if we're doing the in-person
So how often do you have events in a perfect world if COVID wasn't happening?
It's just two times
just
a year.
Just 2 times a year.
Yeah, so you would have to bring food or a drink once a year. I guess that's the only other thing.
Yeah, it's nothing. And your, checkbook.
Yeah. You only have to bring your checkbook once a year.
Oh, there you go. So, and when do the two events happen? Are they always the same kind of date or the time of
year? There's one in the spring and one in the fall. So the voting will happen sometime later in October and usually April, May spring.
Vicki Reich, joining us from 101 Women. If you want more information, you can go to 101, just 101womensandpoint.com. It's got all the info there for you, membership renewals, membership enrollment, grant information, events, past events, and all that information. Vicki, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Great to see you, and say hi to John.
I will.
All right. We are going to take our final break. We have Amy from Columbia Bank in Priest River. She's also the president of the Priest River Chamber of Commerce. Tell us about their big downtown Oktoberfest event, which is coming up next week. We'll learn all about it right after this.
There are still two brand new vehicles that you could win during the $200,000 summer drive-away giveaway at Coeur d'Alene Casino. Earn entries by playing with your core rewards card. One lucky winner already drove away in a brand new Toyota Prius on August 30th. Now it's your chance to win big. With more great prizes, including a Toyota Tacoma on September 13th and a Toyota Supra on September 27th. The $200,000 Summer Drive-Away Giveaway. For more information, visit cdacasino.com.
It's that time of year with back-to-school savings at Knutson Chevrolet. You could be cruising in a new 2020 Chevy Equinox all-wheel drive. 20% off the MSRP of $29,780. You can buy it now for only $23,824 after rebate. Five to choose from at this price, plus tax and fees. Or hit the back roads in a new 2020 Chevy Silverado Crew Cab 4x4. MSRP $42,130. Buy this one only for $34,929 after rebate, plus tax and fees. Test drive our new shopping experience with Shop Click Drive at Knutson.com. Experience our commitment to your safety and security. Find the vehicle you like and schedule a test drive. We'll bring it to your home or office. Or schedule a time just for you at the dealership. Find new roads at Knutson Chevrolet, minutes west of Coeur d'Alene, and just a short drive east of Spokane at 1900 East Polson Avenue, Post Falls. Knutson Chevrolet, hard to say, easy to save.
Super One Foods in Sandpoint wants you to know they're going to great lengths to keep their customers safe. They've installed acrylic shields in the check lanes and the counters are being continually cleaned. For your added convenience, try their shop online service. Just go to superonefoods.net. Place your order and set the time for pickup. When you arrive, your personal shopper will have your groceries ready for you and bring them out to one of their parking spaces reserved just for online customers. It's that simple. Go to superonefoods.net and shop online today.
Hello, I'm Robert Wilkie, Secretary of the Department of Veterans Affairs. Right now, members of VA's world-class medical team are doing courageous work, leading our nation's fight against the COVID-19, the novel coronavirus. But they need your help caring for America's veterans. VA is launching an initiative to rapidly hire more healthcare professionals to join us. We need physicians. We need nurses, pharmacists, laboratory technicians, respiratory therapists, and other medical specialists. This is a unique opportunity for you to serve and help the veterans who have served and protected us all. If you want to learn more about being part of our team, go to va.gov/joinus, or you can text VA physician or VA nurse to 97211. Thank you.
This public service message has been brought to you by Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Listen live anytime, anywhere with our new website, NorthIdahoRadio.com.
All right, we are back. Our final segment for North Idaho Thursday. I'm Bob Witte along with you. And via the magic of the telephone, we are joined by Amy Encinas Yount, who is the branch manager, I believe, at the Columbia Bank in Priest River. Also the president of the Priest River Chamber of Commerce. Amy, how are you?
Good. How are you today?
So, sorry to make you wait so long. We had a commercial break we had to throw in there. I'm doing great, by the way.
Okay.
Little chilly. I actually walked outside this morning with my shorts that I've been wearing for the last, 5 months or so, and then Man, turned around and made a beeline back to the old bedroom for the jeans. So, how are things in Priest River? Raining right now?
Not at the moment, but it looks like it's going to start any second.
Yeah, I think we're in for that for the next couple of days till probably Sunday afternoon. Anyway, that's not what we're here to talk about. We're here to talk about the Priest River Chamber. You guys have made plans to bring back the Oktoberfest. It is for adults, encouraging adults only this time around. There's a cornhole tournament. There's beers provided by Matchwood Brewing, which is a great selection. And this is, tell us about when this is happening and what people can expect.
Yeah, so it will be on October 3rd, which is a Saturday, and it's from 3 to 7. We also have our local bars, Popeyes and Jammers, that will be open as well and serving beer and alcohol. And we will have a band that will be playing from 3 to 7, Shed Roof Divide. They're a local band, and they are really great. I have not heard them personally, but a lot of the people on our board and local community members have, and they said that they're really great. A few of their band members are professional musicians. So, yeah, so that's super exciting, and they're really excited to play. So, and then we have, I believe, 4 food vendors, so a variety of different types of German foods, and it will just be a really fun day for everyone, and it looks like it's going to be nice weather, so we're really excited about that, because in October, you never know what you're going to get.
Yeah, right now, because we're having our Bulldog Bench Golf Tournament that morning out at the Idaho Club for the Sandpoint High School Booster Club, and also the Elks, who were just on there having their 100th anniversary that same day, October 3rd, and you guys have gone ahead with the Oktoberfest, but right now, it looks like low, mid-70s a week from Saturday, so let's keep our fingers crossed and hope that comes through. Amy, talking about the Oktoberfest, you're also having a log raffle drawing, which we met yesterday. I knew you were having the celebration. I didn't know about the log raffle. Tell us about that.
Yes, so every year for the last 2 years, we have been generously donated from some local logging companies. Mike Reynolds Logging, I believe Womack Logging, and there is a third one. And he's probably going to hate me because I can't remember his name. But they donate a log load of to the chamber, and we raffle off tickets. And we will be doing the drawing at Oktoberfest. So you can still purchase tickets from now until 6 p.m. on October 3rd. And we will be doing the drawing at 6:30 at Oktoberfest. So that will be super exciting. We've never done a live drawing for the log load. So that will be a fun event as well. Hopefully whoever wins is present, because that's always, really fun to have someone there.
So anybody listening to this today, because the people are hearing this not only in Priest River, but in Sandpoint and Bonner's Ferry as well, and they're interested in, just $10 per ticket, and we were guessing about 8-plus cords of wood you'll get out of this for $10.
Yep.
That's a lot, and it's tamarack, which is great to firewood, as everybody knows. How can somebody around here in our listening area buy a ticket?
They can either come directly to the chamber office, and we can sell you a ticket there. Patty's Action Auto in Priest River also sells tickets.
Okay.
Or you can call and reserve a ticket. I believe you can purchase them online through the chamber website as well. So there's lots of different options, but you can always call our chamber office, and Ann will return your call, and she'll get you a ticket.
Yeah, she probably won't return it right now because she's in Coeur d'Alene, but
yes,
you can leave her a message at 208-448-2721. That's 208-448-2721, or just Google Priest River Chamber of Commerce and reserve your ticket, just $10 for a whole log truck full of wood, tamarack, so it's great stuff. And you mentioned food at the event week from Saturday. What are the 4 different booths, do you know?
We'll have a different sausage, so they'll have different types of sausages. The Rotary Club here in Newport and Old Town, they will be doing pretzel necklaces, which is apparently a Oktoberfest.
We did that at our Sandpoint Chamber Beer Fest a year ago, and it was a smash hit.
I'm super excited. Soft pretzels are my favorite, so I will definitely be sporting a pretzel necklace. And we'll have the barbecue snack shack will be here.
Perfect.
And then there, Vicky Ray's Pizza will also be open, and she'll be doing pizza by the slice. So we love to support our local businesses as well that are part of the chamber.
Now, in the past, Oktoberfest, you've had in Peace River, you've had some vendor booths. Are you doing that this year?
This year. Because of COVID, we were trying to keep the vendors to a very small amount. So we're just doing food vendors this year because of that.
Great. And that reminds me that, you know, I did change your radio ad today to say, please recreate responsibly. For more information, go to recreate.idaho.gov. And that's a great website to, if you're thinking, well, I kind of want to get out and have a beer and get some food and adult fun and, you know, music and celebrate Oktoberfest, but can we do it safely? There are definitely some great guidelines there on how you can do that, so everybody gets through it and has a great time. And of course, it's all a benefit to Priest River Chamber of Commerce. And if what else is going on with the Chamber of Commerce? I know this is a really strange year for everybody, but have you guys been seeing a lot of visitors in town?
This year has been very busy for the Priest River area, with a lot of the surrounding states being so close.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of tourism has been pushed to our state, so which has been great for our local businesses. They've been very busy. Obviously, like most businesses, struggling with staff, keeping their staff fully staffed.
That was my next question, because we've seriously had that problem in Sandpoint. Is that we've had a record number of tourists, and some restaurants that normally serve lunch and dinner are just closed for lunch, or closing on Monday and Sunday when they couldn't get staff. So interesting to hear that you're having that same situation in Priest River.
Yep, the chamber held a job fair at the end of August.
Good.
We didn't have as much participation as we had hoped from employers, partially because they couldn't get enough staff to cover for them to participate. However, we did have some turnout, and we had some people that did show up looking for jobs, and we had some local community members that came with laptops to help people apply online, which was really great because some people need that assistance. Mm-hmm. So it was really awesome to be able to provide that service to people so they don't feel like, oh, awesome, I want to apply for this job, but I don't have a computer, or I'm not really sure what I need to do to apply online. So it was great to have someone physically there that could help walk them through that process. And we are planning to do another one in November in the evening. And that will be held in the Beardmore building.
Yeah, just in time for holidays, so we get to places employed once again. Amy and Sina Yount from the Columbia Bank, thanks for all you do for the Priest River Chamber and for the community. And you run a great bank there as well. We really look forward to the downtown Priest River Oktoberfest. It's adult fun this year. They're asking you to leave the kids at home and just come on out and dance, eat food, drink a great Matchwood Brewing beer. There's also a cornhole tournament. I think I failed to mention that. So cornhole players, get out there and enjoy that. A log truck firewood raffle, about 8 cords for just a $10 ticket. And for more information on any of this, you can call the Priest River Chamber of Commerce, 208-448-2721, or go to Priest River Chamber of Commerce website and check it all out. Amy, good luck with the event, and thanks again for joining us today, and we look forward to talking to you down the road.
Yeah, thanks so much, Bob. And just so everyone knows, we will be, you know, using all the precautions for COVID. So
sure,
there'll be plenty of hand sanitizing stations and hand sanitizers, so no one has to worry about any of that.
Good. I'm glad that you included that. Thanks, Amy. Take care.
Yep. Have a great day.
All right. Again, the Priest River Downtown Oktoberfest is so many events on October 3rd. It's coming up a week from Saturday, 3 o'clock, 3 to about 7. And from what I hear, once you get partying, if you want to go into one of the local taverns there, people will have more live music after that. So it'll be a great fun night for adults in the Priest River neck a week from Saturday. Well, that's going to be it for me here today. We'll be back in here next week. Till then, I'm Bob Witte, and we'll see you later.